WNYC Studios is supported by the Brennan Center for Justice, presenting The Failed Experiment of Mass Incarceration. This virtual event on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. will feature criminal justice advocates and contributors to the new book, Excessive Punishment: How the Justice System Creates Mass Incarceration. They will discuss why the American approach to criminal justice is so punitive and how reforms would prioritize human dignity and restoration over retribution. Find more information and register for this event at brennancenter.org/events.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
It's our end of the year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2011? This time you have to get three right in order to win a WNYC Eco Tote and be a WNYC End of Year News Scholar, because this is our lightning fast true-false round. Angela in Manhattan, you ready?
I'm ready.
True or false? Godfather Pizza CEO Herman Cain was the first candidate to drop out of the GOP nomination race.
True.
False. Terry on Staten Island. The answer to that one, by the way, was Tim Pawlenty was the first one. In the wake of the debt ceiling debate, Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. debt to a B-plus credit rating. True or false?
True.
That is false. Sorry, Terry, it was only down to AA-plus. Baki in East Rutherford, Steve Jobs was Arab-American. True or false? That is true. He was the son of a Syrian immigrant named Abdul Fattah Jandali, who gave him up for adoption at birth. Tracy in Manhattan, true or false? Due to pressure from Fox News over past controversial lyrics, the White House uninvited rapper Common from a poetry event.
False.
That is false. Despite the stink, Common still performed at the White House. That's one. True or false, the revolutions of the Arab Spring are generally credited with starting after a Tunisian street vendor set himself on fire in protest of local government abuse.
True.
Mohamed Bouazizi. The Obama policy in the Libyan war, known as leading from behind, is a phrase that first appeared in an April New Yorker article, leading from behind.
True.
The article was... The article was written by Ryan Lizza, and the phrase was attributed to anonymous administration sources. Congratulations, Tracy. Hang on. We're going to get your address so we can send you an eco-tote. Ben in Brooklyn, true or false, SEAL Team 7 killed Osama bin Laden. Ben, you got it?
I'm sorry. SEAL Team 7 did indeed. SEAL Team 7, it's true.
They didn't. It was SEAL Team 6. Howard in South Orange. True or false? Netflix is now called Quickster.
False
is exactly right. After consumer pushback, the company is back to being good old Netflix. On the day before Steve Jobs' death, new Apple CEO Tim Cook presented the release of the iPhone 5. True or false?
False.
It was the 4S. And on February 3rd, designer Kenneth Cole actually tweeted this. True or false? Millions are in uproar in Cairo. Rumor is they heard our new spring collection is now available online. Did Kenneth Cole actually tweet that?
I have no idea.
You have a 50% chance.
I'd say that indeed he did.
He did. And he later apologized.
And thank you.
Also picked up about 3,000 Twitter followers. Hang on. We'll give you your address. David in Astoria, true or false? A hat worn by Pippa Middleton at the royal wedding became a viral sensation this year, with blogs placing it on pictures of other people.
True.
False. The hat was worn by Princess Beatrice. Jacob in Manhattan, true or false? Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen on 2 and a Half Men.
True.
Andy Rooney was replaced by the two old Muppets who sit in the balcony and complain.
Oh, gosh. How am I supposed to know that? I love the Muppets, but...
True or false?
You know what? True.
Oh, it is false, but I wish that the two old Muppets who sit in the balcony and complain replaced Andy Rooney. So let's see. Can we do these really fast? Ted in New Milford. Artie Cornish replaced Leon Hansen as the host of Weekend All Things Considered. True or false?
False.
False. It was Morning Edition. Charlie Rose and Gail King, Oprah's best friend, are joining the team for CBS's morning show.
True.
And seriously? Sinead O'Connor was married for less time this year than Kim Kardashian?
Oh, 16 days, I think.
18
true?
Days, but it's true. So we end with a winner, Ted in New Milford. And thanks to all of you for playing our end-of-year news quiz with so many news scholars in our audience. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.